أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص. In the last verse we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the sanctity of the haram and al-masjid al-haram. No fighting, no jihad, no warfare should take place in the precincts of the haram. Allah said, unless they take up arms against you, they initiate a fight and a war against you, then you are allowed to retaliate. But we explained that initiating an offensive was not allowed. You're only allowed to defend yourself. Allah then says, وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةً. And fight against them, wage a jihad. And we spoke about the circumstances and the background with regards to the revelation of these verses. قَاتِلُوهُمْ, fight against them, حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةً, until there remains no disorder on earth. If they are going to be guilty of disorder and fitna, then fight them. وَيَكُونُ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ, fight them until there remains no fitna on earth, and obedience, until obedience remains only for Allah. فَإِنِ انْتَهَوْا فَلَا عُدْوَانَ إِلَّا عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. And if they desist, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that transgression is not allowed except against those who are oppressive. We spoke about this, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you're only allowed to retaliate and fight against those who take up arms against you. So Allah says, if they do not wish to surrender, and they do not wish to come into the fold of Islam, and they do not give up the fitna and the disorder and the mischief that they are causing on the land, then you are allowed to transgress against them, for indeed they are dhalimeen, they are oppressors and wrongdoers. Allah then says, الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام. Allah says, not only is the haram sanctified, and not only is jihad prohibited in the haram, but even in the four sacred months. We know the four sacred months. Allah says, even in the sacred months, that's why they are known to be sacred. In those sacred months also, fighting is not allowed. But there also, you are allowed to retaliate. If during the sacred month, for example, in the month of Rajab or in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, they wage war against you, what do? Do you just sit because it is a sacred month? Allah says, no, الشهر الحرام بشهر الحرام, the sacred month for the sacred month. Meaning, if they take up arms against you in the sacred month, then you are allowed to retaliate. وَالْحُرُمَاتُ قِصَاصٌ. Allah says, and all sanctities are subject to qisas. All sanctities are subject to retaliation. In the haram, which is a sanctified place, you're not allowed to initiate. It's subject to retaliation. Yes, if they wish to fight, then you may retaliate. The sacred months as well. Allah says all sacred months are subject to retaliation. You're only allowed to fight in a sacred month if it is to retaliate, not to launch an offensive, only as a defensive. فَمَنِ اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah goes on to explain, whosoever attacks you in the sacred month, فَعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِمْ, then you are allowed to retaliate and attack him. To what extent? بِمِثْلِ مَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ, to the extent that he has attacked you. So don't go beyond that. Once you have quelled the situation, and once you have attacked them in order to force them to surrender, that is it. Now don't go beyond that, because it is a sacred month. Right? So Allah says, فَمَنِ اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ, whosoever attacks you, attack him equal to what he has attacked you. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, always fear Allah and be Allah conscious. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, and you should know that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who fear him and those who have developed the consciousness of Allah. May Allah grant us the understanding.